I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
Yeah.
Birthday to Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, born September 7th, 1951. That's Time the Avenger on Shiro's Radio. Plus something new from Indigo D'Souza, Heartthrob, off her latest album called Precipice. With that, I welcome you to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women and non-binary voices in song and conversation. But before we get into what's coming up this hour, I've got big news to share. Shiro's has partnered with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. That gives Shiro's the ability to accept tax-deductible donations and also to apply for grants. us. Like everyone in the public radio and audio sphere, Shiro's is in critical need of your support, and we've just kicked off our very first fundraising campaign. You can text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR, or visit shirosradio.com for more info. Thank you in advance for supporting independent, feminine, queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you're about to hear later this hour with the Australian band Folk Bitch Trio talking about their full-length debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. So that's coming up in the second part of the show. Hope that you can stay with us. In the meantime, it's on to a track by the Cranberries to mark what would have been Dolores O'Riordan's 54th birthday. Samia and Spine Oil on She Rose Radio from her 2025 third album, Bloodless, and the Cranberries with Ode to My Family, marking the late, great Dolores O'Riordan's birthday on September 6th. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere because this week we welcome Australian band Folk Bitch Trio to the She Rose Spotlight for a fantastic conversation and celebration of their debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. That's coming up after the break. Please stay with us. Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, an independent space that was created to turn up the volume of women, non-binary, and gender-expansive voices in song and conversation. It's a show that amplifies and multiplies those voices that are still not heard in equal numbers to give you an hour of radio unlike any other, created, hosted, produced, engineered, and powered by women. And thanks to radio stations like this one that bring you She Rose Radio each week, we get together for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. To quote bell hooks, feminism is for everybody. This is She Rose Radio, and this radio revolution starts now.
Yeah. just so cold at first. But after all that moving around, I start to warm up to the feeling. I really put my back into it. 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 Hey.
Time, time, hear the
birthday to Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders, born September 7th, 1951. That's Time the Avenger on Shiro's Radio. Plus something new from Indigo D'Souza, Heartthrob, off her latest album called Precipice. With that, I welcome you to the Shiro's Radio Hour, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to see you as always, as together we'll turn up the volume of women and non-binary voices in song and conversation. But before we get into what's coming up this hour, I've got big news to share. Shiro's has partnered with the nonprofit AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. That gives Shiro's the ability to accept tax-deductible donations and also to apply for grants. Like everyone in the public radio and audio sphere, Shiro's is in critical need of your support, and we've just kicked off our very first fundraising campaign. You can text Shiro's to 53555 to make a tax-deductible donation through AIR, or visit shirosradio.com for more info. Thank you in advance for supporting independent, feminine, queer-produced radio and conversations like the one that you're about to hear later this hour with the Australian band Folk Bitch Trio, talking about their full-length debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. So that's coming up in the second part of the show. Hope that you can stay with us. In the meantime, it's on to a track by the Cranberries to mark what would have been Dolores O'Riordan's 54th birthday. Samia and Spine Oil on She Rose Radio from her 2025 third album, Bloodless, and the Cranberries with Ode to My Family, marking the late, great Dolores O'Riordan's birthday on September 6th. I'm Carmel Holt. Don't go anywhere because this week we welcome Australian band Folk Bitch Trio to the She Rose Spotlight for a fantastic conversation and celebration of their debut album, Now Would Be a Good Time. That's coming up after the break. Please stay with us.
This is People Powered Radio KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. We'll get you right back to more from She Rose Radio. We receive support from ICTV, connecting, informing, and empowering the community through diverse media. Learn more at watchictv.org. Now, a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are, confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. This weekend on Stay Human, it's the Sunrise Edition with stories from early risers, John Latimer on pre-dawn action, Rich McClear from the Land of the Rising Sun, and Michael Goldberg stays up all night for the rosy pink fingers of dawn. It's our weekly mix of words and music, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 5 p.m. Now back to She Rose Radio.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. Typically, when I record She Rose interviews, they're over Zoom, which is great. This gives us the ability to talk with people all over the country and even all over the world. But every so often, I get lucky, and I get together in a room with my guest to chat, and it reminds me of how important it is to be together in real life. I am so happy that today's conversation was recorded in studio. Thanks to my home station, Radio Kingston in Kingston, New York, for that, because the three members of Australian band Folk Bitch Trio are so fun to talk to, and it allowed us to really capture the energy of their razor-sharp wit, their intelligence, their insights, open-heartedness, and their obvious deep connection as a band of super talented musicians and old friends. Hailing from Melbourne, Australia, Heidi Peverell, Jeannie Pilkington, and Gracie Sinclair have known each other since high school, and they first started singing together 5 years ago, and their full-length debut, Now Would Be a Good Time, arrived this year in July. I caught up with Heidi, Jeannie, and Gracie as they were coming through on tour. I am so thrilled to welcome Folk Bitch Trio this week to the She Rose Spotlight. Welcome. I am so thrilled to have you here. I would love to just start with the origin story. How did you all meet?
Well,
in stereo.
We've been friends since we started high school, which in Australia you start when you're 12, 13. And then once we finished school, we just sort of casually transitioned into not just hanging out, but singing together. And I said, we should start a Folk Bitch Trio. And we did. That's pretty much the origin story. It's not very interesting. It was very organic and happened quite quickly and quite naturally.
Mm. Our high school was kind of musical and arty. So okay. We all kind of sung together at points in different vocal groups and that kind of thing. So we knew that we could all sing. So it wasn't a huge shock, but we hadn't sung in this configuration before, like just the three of us. There was usually like at least, I want to say like two or three more people involved.
Yeah, like we all did choir. We had a really good singing program and good head of singing at our high school. Jeannie and I both did vocal group music secretly.
Pretty nerdy.
Jazz gives you incredibly good nerdy technical skills for locking in. But Jeans and Hides were like way ahead of me when it came to like naturally harmonizing.
So individually, how did you all come to music?
Oh, like deep, probably in infancy, I'd say maybe for all of us.
Maybe in utero.
Yeah, since I was a child, really resonated with singers and pop stars and just made me feel something for sure.
How about you, Heidi?
Yeah, same thing. It always just felt like it had to be there. And my dad was singing all the time and has a beautiful singing voice. And my mum and my sibling and I would all be singing all the time. So that was always there, which was nice. And then it just felt like omnipresent throughout my adolescence and teen years.
How about you?
I'm an only child and I have two single parents since I was one or something like that. So I spent
just a lot of time by myself as a kid, staring at my Converse, listening to Beatles records and stuff, and just being like, this is my favorite thing. And like not really growing up with a lot of stuff. And when you're by yourself, you know, that's when you reflect, that's when you're emotional, that's when you're tapping into yourself. So like, I think I was just like, wow, this is when I'm most tapped in and I'm like dreaming and it's my favorite form of entertainment. And then like also, like I grew up watching Rocky Horror and the Blues Brothers and just being like, this is the best. And then watching other people like around me who could play instruments, and like when I got to high school, like the kids who could play, like I was like, that's the coolest thing, but was always singing. I think I just found it the most touching thing, and I spent every minute that I could singing, like trying to be good. I don't think I was naturally a good singer. Like I think I just did it a lot. Singing at home with your parents, like my mom and dad are like both blue collar people, but they'll like walk around and sing, be silly and sing, be beautiful and sing. Like that's like, if music is in your home, then like you can do it. And it's like a no pressure thing. It's just part of your life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's interesting to think about how the three of you had individually different experiences of what that was like when you were kids in your house, like it being a solo thing for you, Gracie, Heidi, with your siblings.
We were singing, we were dancing around. Like we had, so like what were they called? So Fresh CD.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were just like
an Australian like compilation of like the hits. And it was, you know, before the days of easily accessing music online, it was like you would have the So Fresh CD of the season. So they had like summer and then winter and then spring. And it would
and
just be
DVDs
like the greatest hits.
Well.
And then they would have DVDs with the videos.
And those
it was
were great.
Awesome. Like that was how like I consumed music and like we consumed music as like kids in the early 2000s in Australia.
Those were like,
it was really dope. So good.
See, that's crazy to hear because I would think you all are in your 20s.
Yeah. We're like, all 23.
Okay. And I'm like, CDs? Really? You had CDs? I feel like that's so old timey.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
we're like the last year of kids whose baby photos are taken on film. Like my childhood photos go digital about like five.
That's so funny. I've never thought about that.
Wow, that's wild.
We all had like iPods, but that was probably at the age of like eight. But I was still watching Bob the Builder on the VCR. I guess we came at an interesting turn in technology.
This is awesome. I love hearing this whole backstory because
it's very into childhood, right?
Because it's setting the stage for who you are now and how the three of you intersect, and also like that special sauce that makes you you and not, you know, fill in the blank three-part harmony group, which I'm sure you're getting a lot of comparisons and we can talk about that too. But why don't we go to a song here? If I was introducing you to somebody who had never heard you before, what song would you say, oh, play them this song first? This will be the one that kind of encapsulates who we are.
We write individually and we sing lead individually. So, you know, it's hard to do an intro to FBT without picking three.
Okay. How about I frame this a different way?
Okay.
We're going to pick a song from each of you to focus on.
Okay.
All right. So since you're the furthest to my right, Gracie, why don't we start with one of yours?
I would say Analog, and it's not from the record, but I'd say like as an intro to FBT, I think that's kind of interesting because we were quite young when
that's
we recorded
true.
That. And I still like that song because I wrote it when I was 19 and there's still something about it that like I like the lyrics and I am impressed with my 19-year-old self that I can still connect to them, even if I find it a little bit corny, even if it is old. I still think they have some integrity and I like it.
Nice.
So that one.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Don't be afraid of what might hurt. Don't take it lightly if you want to see it work. And don't be a fool when love is new. I want to see you again. I don't want to be your friend. Don't say a word if you want it to come true. I don't love for
what you take is not always what you're getting. What you say is not always what you're stressing. How you love is not always an analog. So keep on dreaming of the ways you get it wrong again, my love.
That's Analog from Folk Bitch Trio, our guest today on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. We have Heidi, Jeannie, and Gracie here. The debut album is called Now Would Be a Good Time, but that predates the debut album.
That's the second single we put out ever. And it was the first song that I ever wrote.
Wow.
Ever?
First song I ever finished.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
When you bring a song to the band, how does that feel? And how does that come together with the three of you?
Feels scary.
It does actually feel scary.
Feels even good though, if you know you've got something good under your belt.
It feels good. It feels exciting, you know, because it's so fun thinking about these songs that have now been like tracked and cut onto vinyl and put into the world. And then thinking about like the first time we played them to each other. It's fun to think, you know, when we're singing a song for each other, like a song could have a life after this. That's always fun. But it is scary. Like we do value each other's opinions a lot. And even though we don't really hold anything back from each other and feel very close and comfortable, it is still nerve-wracking. I think because of that, because we know that if it's not good, you're going to hear about it.
Or you're not going to hear anything. You're just going to be like,
that was nice. That was nice, yeah.
No, I think we're pretty honest. Like, I think we're not avoidant in that way.
And I think, like, we can also use our own judgment of whether a song's good enough to actually get to that stage.
But, you know, I feel like I showed you guys a song not that long ago that I was like, I know that this is not it, but, like, I haven't shown you a song in so long, so let me just show you what I'm like working on. And I was like, it sounds like all of these other songs, sounds like I'm ripping off a bunch of people, but it's fun to play. So I just want to like play it for you. And that was fun, but still nerve-wracking because I was like, you know, what if they rip me to shreds? Which has never happened before.
No.
I think the harshest we have been with each other is like, it's not your best work.
It's not your best work. Let's workshop it together.
Yeah.
That's very caring. That's very diplomatic. Yeah.
In the other case, it's like, oh, I got this. It's not real.
That's
it's
usually
not
how it
goes. And then
that's usually your attitude. Yeah. Then you show us a song and we're like, hang on.
That's really good.
That's going to be a hit.
That's a hit.
And usually like, we're right.
Yeah. So there's that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the time, you know, I'll speak personally. Jeannie or Heidi will bring a song in and I'll be like, oh my God, that's good. Thank God. You guys are my favorite songwriters. That's, you know, and, you know, is that because we're from the, such a similar bubble of such similar musical interests that I'm like, oh, I see all the different colors that are coming in from our surroundings. And I just find it so fascinating that that's how they've expressed themselves and manifested in this song. And I just love that. And that's so inspiring to me. And it's just really fun to get to work on songs together and inspiring. And cool.
Sounds like you all had a very supportive environment, both in your family and in your school and your upbringing and your surroundings. What has been your experience so far making music, performing music, quote unquote, doing music, putting the lens of gender on it?
I mean,
like, yeah, interesting.
Very interesting. I think touring is a big one, and touring in more like niche or rural places in the world has definitely been an interesting experience for us because we did start touring really young and we did a lot of touring in regional Australia when we were only 21, 22, and that was very vulnerable. And, you know, we bear quite a lot on stage. We sing a lot about sex and we sing a lot about dark honesty and like queer experiences, and that can feel very scary sometimes, you know, when we're even right now, like we're touring through the States and like smaller communities and we don't really know how it's going to be taken most of the time and we don't have control over it. And that does feel very vulnerable as young femme people. But it also feels like, you know, such a power as well in so many ways. And we've met so many like incredibly encouraging and inspiring women. And we've talked a lot about people that we saw play early on that introduced the idea of like holding your own as a front woman, being a good guitarist and a great songwriter, and how special that is to give that to other femme people. Like, meeting people at our shows that remind us of how we were when we started the band when we were 17. It's just like such a gift to be able to provide that to other people, and so crazy to us that we would be some 17-year-old girl's favorite band. Like, that is so lit to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But it's challenging at times for sure. And I think that like any woman or like femme, queer person, like just any kind of minority in the music industry, like you feel that. And in any kind of entertainment industry, you definitely feel like there's more pressure and there's kind of more responsibility and you're sexualized and you're belittled a lot. Like, you know, even at like shows that we've been on in this tour, like there are still men who, like every show, like, and sometimes there's just like an air.
Yeah, people who think that they can touch you.
Yes, yes.
People who think that they can, that people just will say things to you that they would obviously never say to a man or a male artist.
Being spoken down to, it's just kind of like a something that we're unfortunately really good at dealing with because it happens so much.
Even industry professionals will be like, no, I'm going to give you a hug instead of like, I'm going to shake your hand.
Yeah.
I'm not actually going to give you a hug. I'm here to do my job. I'm a professional just like you. Yeah. And just because I'm a girl or, you know, a young femme doesn't mean I'm not just as professional as you. Just because I also, I like,